Very busy show yesterday. And what a response. We'll get to Mary O'Rourke and Mary O'Rourke and Mary Louise O'Donnell in just a moment, because lots of comments in. And even Blanage Nicoffey, who's in with me today, wants to comment because she felt a little bit left out yesterday. But we'll come to it in a minute, Blanage. Hold your thoughts. Hold your thoughts.
I will, dear.
All right. Are you the listener at the kitchen sink? That's what they used to say about Radio 1. People used to say that.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what you do?
Broadcasting somebody at the kitchen sink.
Stop what you're doing at the sink, because you can't actually move. You think if you move away from the radio, you're missing out on something.
Well, you would be missing out.
Well, I actually was jealous yesterday that I wasn't in the studio for that chat.
Were you? Why?
Yeah, because there were so many things that were said. I know there was a lot of fun, but there were so many things said that were so apt. That invisible age, that 40-something, well, you're neither, you know, you've kind of...
We should remind people...
Yes, sorry, dear.
..that this lady has released a song on YouTube about older... Well, I don't want to say older ladies. Ladies of a certain age, and their wrinkly bits and their saggy bits and the bits they kick along the ground with their feet as they're walking, as Joan Rivers would say. But at any rate, we had Mary Louise O'Donnell and Mary O'Rourke commenting on it, feeling they were in that category and in love with themselves. And I mean in the nice way, not in an arrogant way, but that they have taken themselves and see the beauty of themselves without having to care what the world thinks about them. And lots of people were commenting on it. And this is what we're talking about now.
Yes, absolutely. And I
love... Do you think you're there?
No, but it's that mellowness of age that the two of them were talking about, where you get to a point where in your 30s, you're still wondering, you know, and then hopefully at some stage in your 40s, you've said, well, I am what I am now. I'm not going to change. But it's the description of everything going south, which is so true.
But Mary O'Rourke was very funny.
Oh, she was.
When I was in my 50s, I was looking forward to that decade. And then came along the 60s, and then came along the 70s, and now I'm in the 80s,
but
I'm looking forward to this.
She's wonderful. And also, I love the way she was looking at somebody in the Shannon, wasn't she? Didn't she think somebody was attractive?
Oh, she had her eye on one or two of them.
Yes, but she didn't like to say who they were.
Wouldn't say who they were, but she would have gone out on a date, but they didn't ask.
I know, I love that. Mm. I love that. Mm. But I'm trying to figure out who she was talking about.
David Norris. I didn't
anyway,
want to tell
her. I loved the chat. I absolutely loved it. And it is something that, unfortunately, and it's not, and I know some people, it was a lot about women for that period of time. I understand that if people felt that. But at the end of the day.
Comments from men as well.
Yeah, I know. But you know what, Derek? We don't talk about that enough.
Good.
Derek, stop now. We talk about wonder bras and looking well and fake tans. But let's talk about the fact that you have your bits, and if you don't get any little ops done and everything, that's still okay. Should you or shouldn't you? Botox or fillers? Teeth bleaching, all those things that women are wondering, can I afford it? Should I do it? Is this what's being done now? We should talk about it more.
You're a woman in the media.
Media.
And
without
you've got
anything
to keep
done.
Yourself look. Well, I was going to ask you, you've got to keep yourself looking well.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything done? One. Number two, would you consider having anything done? Two. And number three, would you do it again? No. Obviously, number three doesn't apply if the answer to number one is no. So what's the answer to number one and then number two?
Number one, I'm in the process of teeth bleaching.
Are you really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I suppose I've noticed the colour is fading and I was really nervous about it, but I got really good advice and I'm going to somebody who I really trust. So I'm in the process of that. That's a process. You have to do it a few times and I've no shame in that. I genuinely, a year ago, started looking into fillers and Botox. I haven't done anything.
Where?
What do you mean where?
Where are you going to have the fillers and the Botox? But you don't have many crow's feet or lines.
Ah, no,
like
Derek,
that.
Look at the Klingon between my eyebrows.
But you're an Irish woman.
I know, but look,
Derek.
And Derek, listen, it doesn't matter what anyone says, right? Everyone. Okay, I'm going to be killed for this. I should be careful. Let me think. Okay. Most of the people on television have had work done.
Yeah, like who? Has Miriam had any work done?
I have no idea.
No, hang on a second. You just said there that most of the people on television have had work done.
Yeah.
Do you know, has Miriam had any work done?
I have no idea.
I bet she hasn't.
I have no idea.
Because she looks $1 million, does our Miriam. She always does look Now, normally she's in red, but last week I copped her dressed as a banana. And I said it to her, you're dressed as a banana today. I think she corrected me and told me it was orange and not yellow.
Maybe canary yellow. Actually, that colour is lovely on her, canary yellow.
I would say our Miriam has had no work done.
I have
no
idea.
So who else is in telly?
I have no idea. I'm just saying.
No, no, come on,
Leopold,
you can't do that. You can't tease us like that. You must know what's going on.
I can't say names.
Ryan Tobridey. Has Ryan Tobridey had any work done?
He told me yesterday that you have to stop calling him that and you have to stop calling me Blanage.
Blanage.
No, it's not my name.
That's what
this
people call
very
you.
Annoying. My producer isn't. Your producer isn't even backing me with the looks through the window. Anyway, I have looked into it. I haven't done anything. Yes, it's on my mind.
But do you think that looking a little bit better is going to put you back on telly?
I'm not off the telly.
No, I mean immediately sort of thing.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it does that, but it does make a difference. It does make a difference. It's a fact. For women, not for men. It makes no difference for men. Men can be overweight and anything else and nobody cares. But when women, and I've been in rooms where producers comment, and if women are overweight or looking a little bit older, comments are made. And no, that's a fact.
I want you to listen to a question that I put to Mary O'Rourke and Mary Louise O'Donnell yesterday. And I want you to think about this question and the answer they gave, because I'm then going to put the next question, the same question, to you. Mary and Mary Louise now, and answer this question honestly now. You're quite comfortable in your bodies. You're quite content with how you look at your stage in life.
Yes.
Would you pose in Playboy?
No.
Why not?
Because I believe in... because I actually think we've got to the stage where there's no privacy anywhere. And I love a little bit of privacy. And I love my own little important places. Kept to myself. Anyway, it's all touched up all that. I mean,
But you know why? It would never sell.
Oh, you must be joking. It would sell.
That's the best line.
Fly off the shelf. Would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't be interested in doing it. I love
The Irish equivalent.
No, I love that line. I love my own important places. That's brilliant.
The Irish equivalent of Playboy, down on the farm.
Down on the farm. Farmers Journal should do a supplement.
The
farm.
Yeah.
It would do well.
That'd be fantastic.
Now, I would do like those calendar girls. I do topless.
Would you do topless?
Oh, yeah. For charity or something. Do you know the calendar girls? Remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That was
would
brilliant.
You stop turning out there and talking to them? Talk to me. Thank you.
Habit.
You turn your head around and you can hear what you're saying. But why would you do...
It's for charity or something, I would. Yeah, I thought that movie was very good. I thought they were all brilliant. Helen Mirren, but I thought they were all brilliant. I thought that idea, the concept of promoting or trying to raise funds for breast cancer and the way they did it, I loved it. I loved the idea behind that.
But would you go properly topless? Because I think they kind of disguised their boobs. They hid them behind things.
Oh, yeah, remember the one...
Artists will tell you that drawing a bird's legs is a notoriously difficult thing to do. They can draw birds and give their impression of them, and it's usually fairly accurate. But when it comes to the legs and the feet, it's a very difficult thing for some reason for an artist to do. So what they tend to do is they put the bird in the long grass, or they put the bird behind rocks. So if you look at pictures, paintings or drawings of birds, you very often see them in their habitat.
Yes.
You never see their legs. I'm not saying never, but rarely.
But why is it
legs.
Difficult to draw a bird's legs?
I don't know. I'm not
That's
an artist, but I've heard that. So in the same way when the girls did the calendar girls thing.
The cupcakes.
Or there was something in front of them.
The daffodils.
Mrs. Brown's Boys, the movie.
The melons. Oh, so I do melons.
You would do, but why wouldn't you just go naturally?
I don't know. I like the message of what they did in that movie and in that. I think it was a play as well, wasn't it? I like that message. I thought it was a very positive message.
Well, if somebody was to donate maybe €10,000 today, say, I'm going to give €10,000 to a charity of your choice, Plonage. Would you do it on the radio?
Yeah, no problem.
10,551551. We want your bank account details, and Plonage is going to do it here on the radio.
And you can be the proof of the pudding.
I think I'll have to get a stand in.
Hang on. Sake,
no,
Dick.
I've seen it all before. It won't make any difference. Now, this one says here, hi, Mooney. I once met, it says the name of the RTE star. I don't think it'd be fair to say them.
No.
I once met one of your colleagues. He was utterly charming, but his shoes were in an awful state for some reason. I felt a bit disappointed. All the best, says Eamon and Sally Noggin. We were talking also about polishing shoes.
Oh,
and how
I heard
important
that,
it is to polish your shoes.
No one polishes
their
shoes.
Do women look? Well, it seems like the people in the army do, obviously.
Oh, yes, of course.
This one says, would you all get over yourselves? There's nothing sexier than a rugged, handsome, scruffy, sweaty man with scruffy shoes. Irish men have it spot on, says a brave listener.
Jeepers. Oh, Lord.
Hi, Derek. Mary O'Rourke is a beautiful looking older lady, says Nikki the Eggman in Tipperary.
Oh,
so obviously Nikki is a man who sells eggs.
But I think
in Tipperary, Mary, if you're looking for a fella, he can deliver you organic, what do they call them? Free range every morning.
Free range eggs.
My wife looked into the mirror one morning and is in a sad voice, oh, darling, I look estate, she said. My hair is going grey. I'm getting wrinkles. My boobs are sagging. She then said to me, oh, please say something to make me feel good. I quickly replied, there doesn't seem to be much wrong with your eyesight.
That wasn't a good answer.
A Hi, I enjoy the ladies. I'm 58. Still size 8, nothing sagging, perfectly toned. Everywhere I go, I get chatted up by younger men. And yes, I would pose for Playboy and it would sell. So what do you think of that? Happy as Larry, says Maria.
She must work out.
I think good on you, Maria, is what I think.
She must work out, Derek, because that's not natural.
Pat in Limerick read the latest yesterday. Was a fantastic conversation, he says. Yeah. Another one was on John and Roscommon. Just want to say that 15 minutes yesterday has been the best you've ever broadcast. The two ladies are fantastic.
Oh, they were, though. It was a tonic. It was real tonic now. I loved it.
I have a head of Santa hair. I stopped dying 4 years ago. Since menopause, I have the energy of a 12-year-old. I stopped taking myself too seriously and stopped worrying about what other folk think. I'm nearly 54, says Rita Gray. I presume that's her real name, because it's spelled G-R-A-Y, from York Street.
Fantastic.
You can't hold back time. What's inside shows on the face. Be comfortable in your own skin, Blonage, says one of our listeners.
That's what the ladies were saying yesterday, isn't it? They were saying as they got older, they mellowed and they just accepted who they were and what they were, and that was okay.
Top marks to Mary Kennedy. She's aging beautifully and naturally. Since the Botox. No, I had that bit in. Says one of our listeners, she's aging. And Mary does look fantastic.
Yeah, she looks great.
As well, yeah. Oh, Derek, please stop. The thought of a few old hags posing nude in Playboy is ruining my late lunch. Where is my bed when you need it? Excuse me. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? With or without your lunchbox?
But you'd love to know what people find attractive. You know, and do they realise sometimes what they find attractive is actually quite fake? It's very hard to identify fake boobs anymore, even fake bums.
Love your show today and the topic on shiny shoes. I'm very fussy about my shoes being polished. Sometimes they are so polished I can see myself in them. I do not like to see people with dirty shoes. Even worse, to see a man with a beautiful suit and to look down and see he's wearing runners. My mother had a famous saying, if you have a happy face and smile, no one will look down at your shoes. Even though my mother never went anywhere without having clean, shiny shoes herself, says Muriel. Thank you for that, Muriel. My sister and I went to Laurel Hill School, in Limerick for 14 years. And most of the time, my dad gave us a lift every morning. But no matter how late we were setting off, he took out an old biscuit tin full of brushes and tins of polish from under the stairs every morning and polished his shoes before he went out the door. I will always remember him for that. My dad.
Isn't that lovely?
Says Jackie. Visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Hi, Derek and Blonage. Listening to your chat, re older ladies, and I'm 50 in October and have mixed feelings on where my life is now. Oh. I'm very fit, walking 6 to 7 miles per day. 6 to 7 miles per day, that's fantastic. But never drank or smoked, farmed all my life, so I'm fairly healthy. But no matter what I do, I can't fight the aging process. It will kick in. I will embrace it all. And Blonage, she says, you and Mary Kennedy are my role models.
Aww.
As I'm in between your ages. I too am a fellow redhead. Regards, Catherine in Kilkenny, with a K. And Catherine, a K in Kilkenny. Up the cats.
I'm 43 for the record.
Yes, I know. She's Catherine says she's in between your age and Mary's age.
You know the way, just in case. Anyway,
are you only 43?
Derek.
Seriously?
You know I'm only 43.
They're all laughing outside. They can hear that through the
door.
You
know I'm 43.
How do I know you're only 43?
Because you knew me when I got married. I was 25 and I had Sheila 26. You know my age and you're just being nasty now and you're bold. Yeah. And if I'm going to put up with it, I'm not going to put up with this for the next 3 weeks.
Oh,
you're a Google
doll.
I'm going to get my own sound instead of a bell. And I'm going to, I am. And I'm also going to get a whip. I'm going to whip your.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where? I'll loan you one.
I'm going to whip your bum every time.
Blonage will be here for the next 3 weeks because Brenda's on leave.
Yes,
and Blonage has agreed to come over but has told me she's taking no crap. So there you go.
And start by saying my name properly.
I will.
He won't, you know. Sure, he won't. No, look at you. Here, listen.
Blonage.
This could be, you know, somebody said to me the other
day,
I heard you going over to radio for a few weeks. And I said, yeah. Oh, this year you get on great with Derek. And I went, yeah, no, I've known him years. And then I went, oh, this could make or break us.
Remember now, when we did Echo Island together, a certain Porrig Lodge.
I know, but he doesn't like me reminding him.
He doesn't like being reminded. Porrig Lodge does the sport, was our stringer in, in Leash.
But you know the way
he's
I have moments
to come in someday in the next 3 weeks.
But I have moments of, look at you now. And he doesn't like that at all. All I'm doing, I'm short of doing is pinching his little cheek and going, look at you now, you're a great fella.
Well, that's terrible patronising. Well, if somebody come up and pinched you on the cheek.
God, I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
Depends who it was. But anyway, and Samantha Labrary was our stringer, and we had another guy, I can't remember another guy, who's also a writer now. So great things happened on Echo Island.
Echo Island, yeah. So I would say to Catherine and Kilkenny, you know, as you say, you have to do it, Catherine, you got to embrace it. It's going to happen. There ain't the thing you can do about
it. Just get a good bra.
Nobody likes getting old.
No, but get a good bra.
I kind of never thought I'd make 40, and here I am.
I know.
41.